So may the words of my mouth, meditation of my heart, be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Let me read you something. So a prophetic word, and I actually posted a word today, Karen, that we can also post as a prophetic word. There have been several things lately. I don't know why that's happened lately. Just that's up to him. But he's talked to me about seeing. And when I asked him about what it is he wanted us to see, he said, I wanted you to see the kingdom of God within you. From Luke 17, 21. And this has been in the context of lately speaking to me a lot about what our salvation looks like according to Ephesians 2. That once we were governed by the prince of the power of the air and the course of this world, but when he saved us, he lifted us into a different world. He raised us up with Christ. We're seated in heavenly places with him in Christ. And that's an amazing reality. And so even though we're here, we're also there. We're not citizens of heaven one day. We're citizens of heaven today. That's what it says. And so though we can't know that realm physically yet, we can, who we are physically can be impacted by that realm because that realm governs all things. That's more the most real reality. But we can know that realm in our inner person. The kingdom of heaven's within us. And I believe God's wanting us to see all that, to see that more, what that means. So just last night, hanging out with the Lord, he just said these things to me, and it's not just for me. He just said, this is the season of seeing the kingdom of God within you. And so just like the verse before Bracken read, Jesus said to his apostles, I mean, these are the apostles, and he said to them, there are so many more things I want to say to you, but you can't steward them right now. But then he says, but when he, the Holy Spirit of truth, comes and come lives in us, he says, then he will guide you into all things truth, all the truth. He will take what's mine, disclose it to you, and all that. And so then he said this to me. These are the things he said last night. There are so many more things that I want to say to you. You are there with me in the heavenly places, for your life is hidden with me and God there. The Holy Spirit wants to teach you all things about this realm that you exist in. The Holy Spirit will speak to your heart and guide you into all the truth. For only with the eyes of your heart can you see all that he wants to show you about you and me there. That just blew me away. For he wants to show you all that he wants to show you about you in me there. The Holy Spirit wants to show you about you in Jesus there. Everything we do together, think together, feel together, and see together, we see from there the reality that's there. And so I was just pondering some things this morning in my time of prayer. Most of you know, because I've taught it publicly, the way I do prayer is that I have like Bose ear speaker things, not the big wrap around your head things, but like pods. And I have worship going on, and I just have my Bible open. I have my iPad, that's where I journal, but I speak to it. And then we just communicate. And some days I do a lot of talking. Some days I don't do as much talking, but I always do a lot of listening. And because he said, there's so many more things I want to say to you that I want to show you about you and me there. Things that he wants us to be conscious of. So the Lord just spoke to me again about some realities and where if I'm hidden in Christ, hidden with Christ and God, it's there. And therefore, me having a consciousness of that is very important. These are significant passages of scriptures. Like, I would encourage you to read Revelation 4, Revelation 5. It paints a picture of what there looks like. But this is kind of the things about seeing that God wants us to see. This is chapter 4, verse 1. And it's translated here the word after, but it also can be translated in the midst of. And I think that's more accurate. So there's a lot of chaos he's beginning to show John about what's happening in the world, on the earth. And in the midst of these things, I looked and behold the door open in heaven. Literally, I behold the door continually open in heaven. And the first voice, which I had heard like the sound of a trumpet, speaking with me, saying, come up here, and I will show you what must take place in the midst of these things. And so again, if you've heard me talk about this before here, like, why would he do that? Why would he say, come up here? Now, one, that's just an invitation to fellowship. It's an invitation to presence and living in that presence and from that presence, the up there thing. But he said, but I want to show you what must take place in the midst of these things. Why did he want John to know what must take place? Because John was going to participate in that. John was going to have a part in what must take place. You know, we've said this before, that prayer, especially intercessory prayer, is sovereign God inviting us to participate in him moving the pieces on the board, which is stunning to me, that the affairs of man and humankind are impacted because it brings God's pleasure as Father to include me in participating in moving the pieces on the board. Now, that's true in the life that we live, right? In our obedience, it impacts the world. You know, the things that we do and say. But in intercessory prayer, this is a unique opportunity that we participate with him in helping to bring to pass, co-laboring with him, just because it brings him pleasure. A father can build again, what are those things they do race cars with, like boxcar racing? Is that the word? No, where they don't have any engine, they just put it on top of a wheel. Yeah, like boxcar derby. A father can build that by himself, but he enjoys, brings him pleasure for his son to participate in doing that, you know? And it brings the father pleasure for us to participate. It's all about that. And sovereign God moving the pieces on the board. And so he says, I will show you what must take place in the midst of these things. And immediately I was in the spirit. And behold, a throne was standing in heaven, and one sitting on the throne. And he was sitting, was like jasper stones, like a diamond, prisms of his glory. And sardius, which is a bright red, which is about his passion, his wholeheartedness, in appearance. And there was a rainbow around, an emerald rainbow, which we know means everlasting or whatever. And around the throne were 24 thrones. And upon the thrones I saw 24 elders sitting clothed in white garments, golden crowns on their heads. That's us, the church triumphant. And from the throne proceeds flashes of lightning and sounds and peals of thunder. So in my time in prayer this morning, and the Lord, the Holy Spirit guiding me into all things, and then especially in respect to the Lord saying, this is a time for seeing the kingdom of heaven within you. And this reality that the Lord's inviting me, there's a door always standing open for communion, always. And communion always starts there. We're not trying to reach there. We're not trying to bring there down. We are there. Your fellowship, your prayer, your consciousness, you live in that presence. Your fasting isn't to get you there. We're not trying to get there. Everything happens there, starts there, and goes from there down. And so there's this throne that's high and lifted up, and he says, and from the throne proceed flashes of lightning and sounds and peals of thunder. Now, in the Old Testament, it'll often talk about the voice of God, and the word voice, when they say the voice of God, it's the Hebrew word for sound. It's just this sound. So I think this peals of thunder and lightning and the sound of God's voice coming from the throne. Revelation 8. And when he broke the seventh seal, there was a silence in heaven for about half an hour. I saw the seven angels who stand before God, and seven trumpets were given to them. And another angel, a different one, an eighth one, came and stood at the altar, holding a golden censer. And much incense was given to him that he might add it to the prayers of all the saints upon the golden altar, which was before the throne. So there's this throne that's sitting on a sea of glass that's mixed with fire that has the hue of sapphire to it. Revelation, blue. And before that throne is like an altar, and it's got coals in it and fire. There's now this angel standing before this throne, and he's adding incense, which is the prayers of the people that have gone up, that are happening there. And it didn't say they're gone up, actually, but they're there. And he adds all that incense to the coals in the altar, and it goes up into the nostrils of God. And the next thing he says, and again, it says the prayers of all the saints. It doesn't matter if it's a four-year-old who's saying, bless mommy, God. You understand that? You have to be sophisticated. All the saints. And the angel took the censer, which had been empty, and he filled it with the fire of the altar that had of the incense, and threw it to the earth. And there followed peals of thunder and sounds and flashes of lightning. Now understand what's happening here. I've always understood that Revelation 8 passage, what that's saying, but I never connected it to the passage in Revelation 4. Here's this 95-year-old man who's having an encounter with the Lord on the Lord's Day. And in this encounter, he hears the voice like the sound of thunder. Now, he's having this vision of heaven, so he's already there. So he says, come up here. He's just simply saying, be present. This door standing open. And there was one sitting on the throne saying, I'm going to show you what must take place in the midst of these things. So he's inviting him to participate in moving the pieces on the board. And then in this context, there's this wholehearted vision of Jesus is like Sardius. It's this wholehearted thing. And from the throne, in this dynamic of what's happening in this kingdom realm, there's flashes of lightning and thunder and sounds coming forth from the throne. He's being invited to participate in what must take place. And he's watching it happen. He's watching prayers already offered from all the saints coming forth from God like lightning and like thunder and the sound of God's voice. Can you imagine what the sound of God's voice is like as prayers are coming forth? I mean, it's like, yay! I don't know what it's like. But that's what he's seeing. That's what he's experiencing. God's showing him about participating, and then he's seeing it happening. It's like this machine. You know what I'm saying? Not machine, but almost like this thing going on. And it's happening. And when it hits the earth, it's like an earthquake. No matter what you think, even the smallest little prayer that says, God bless mommy, when it hits the earth, it's like an earthquake. It matters. It changes things. Changes the geography. Impacts things. That's the kingdom of heaven going on inside of you. That should be inside of your consciousness. That's the reality from which we live from. You know, I'm going to say this to you. The Mount of Transfiguration wasn't the Mount of Transfiguration until the Transfiguration. Like it wasn't, let's go to the Mount of Transfiguration. It was just a mount. But because Jesus became like lightning. It's one of the things, the words, prophetic words God's given. Is that it says his garments were like lightning. It doesn't say they were bright. They were like lightning. There's just this thing going on right now. That's like that. But because Jesus revealed himself to these gods different, it was a Mount of Transfiguration. Not just his transfiguration, but their transfiguration. I would imagine they were never the same again. They never saw him the same again. That's the seeing. This is time of transfiguration. That's the word transfiguration, transformation are the same words. We're transformed, how? By the renewing of our mind. I think that renewed their mind a little bit. I think this renewed John's mind a little bit. It renews my mind, blows me away. Makes me want to pray. Makes me want to say, oh God, please bless mommy. Because I know that when I do, incense is added. That's like incense goes before God and it so stirs him up. His voice is added. There's the sound of thunder and the sound. The word sound in Hebrew, that word, voice sound, it's like it contains every sound. It's not like any sound you've ever known. And thunder and earthquake. I just think that's stunning. Normal Christianity. Now I wonder, why would they ever call it a quiet time? In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. So if I pray for someone who's sick or who's going through something, I'm assuming the same thing happens, right? That he's so stirred up. His voice, the sound, is more than voice. Thunder and lightning is coming forth from the throne. An earthquake. Only the expectant give birth to anything. That's what I expect.